You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
For the subject, God's word will never fail. Again, in the text, when he talks about God not being a man, to the point to where he says that when it comes to God, God cannot lie. When it comes to God speaking that he's going to do something, again, he cannot lie. First of all, lie has to do with God will never deceive you. See, notice this. Now, when it comes to God not being a man, not being limited, he is not going to deceive you. God is never going to just tell you something just to make you happy. Now, he will often tell you something that makes you happy, but God will never do like man in that he will tell you something that he know he's not going to do just to make you happy, just to see you smile. And with that being said, how many of us have ever lied to somebody just to make them feel good? Oh, y'all not being honest. How many in this house, you done lied to somebody before just to make them feel good, just to make them smile, just to cheer them up a little bit? Look at your neighbor and say, you know you're wrong for doing that. Oh, tell your neighbor, you shouldn't lie to folk just to make them feel good. Can I break this thing down? If somebody asks you how they looking and you know they're not looking worth nothing, don't say nothing. Just say, you know what? I'd rather not say this morning. I change the subject. Do like I do sometimes. I just completely change the subject. Could you believe it rained on yesterday? I thought it was posting that. No, it wasn't there. And then for you know it, they mind completely off what they ask you. But never lie to somebody just to make them happy. Come on here. Because think about how you feel when you found out somebody lied to you just to make you happy. You wish they'd have went ahead and told you the truth. And so again, when it comes to God, God is not going to deceive you. Again, if he speaks a thing, he's going to do it. If God tells you that better is here and better is coming, then you need to know better is here. If he tells you that he's turning things around, despite what you may have been going through, you need to yet believe turnaround is here right now. Oh, you need to give him a praise if you believe it right now. You have to get embedded into your spirit that whatever God says is so, regardless of what you may go through. And sometimes God will tell you something, and in his sovereignty, he will allow your situation to get worse before it get better. And whenever God does that, he wants to see or he wants to know if you're going to continue to operate in faith. He wants to know if you're going to persevere or endure despite what you are seeing with your natural eye. And there are some of us this morning, we got certain blessings because we didn't stop believing. There are certain things I have this morning because I didn't stop believing. God said he was going to give it to me. They turned me down 5 times, but I didn't stop believing. I went right back the next day pursuing what God said was mine, and I have it right now. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about, but believe me, I got it right now, because when God spoke a thing, I stepped back and said, you the one that can't lie. And if you saying it, it's got to come to pass. High five somebody and shout, show it right. Oh, you need to tell them that man preaching already. Because I got some stuff because God said it. I got delivered because God said, whosoever shall call upon my name shall be saved. Be seated for a moment. We know that when he says a thing, he gonna do it. He ain't like your cousin, he gonna do it. He ain't like your boyfriend, he gonna do it. He ain't like your ex-wife, he gonna do it. He ain't like your sorry ex-husband, he gonna do it. If he makes a promise,
I ain't called nobody name.
You got to understand that. Now, it also, lie also equates God speaking a thing, and what he speak is unsuccessful. It's unsuccessful. It never come to fruition. Now, sometimes it doesn't come into manifestation because we don't continue to believe. See, God has his part, but you and I have our part. We have to continue to abide in the word of God in order for freedom or liberty to take place. You got to stay in the word. Listen to me, despite what you may be hearing. Folks around you telling you it ain't going to happen, you better block them out. You better know that God told me it was going to happen. Despite what they saying, I got to believe God. They've been right 5 out of 6 times, but I might as well mark this one down as another wrong. Now that 5 out of 2, a 5 out of 7, because God going to do whatever he promised if you abide in that word. His word is not going to be unsuccessful. Isaiah said that it will not return unto him void in Isaiah 55 and 11. But he said, whatever God says, he's going to make sure that his word prospers or it brings to pass whatever he has spoken to you. Has God said some things to some folk in here that is yet to manifest? Have God made some promise to you that hadn't come to pass yet? See, my question for you this morning, are you still believing that promise the same way you were believing it when God first said it? See, that's the key. Some of you have been wavering because of what's been happening. And if you continue to do that, you ain't going to get your blessing because you double-minded. And a double-minded man or woman ain't going to get nothing from God. And so if I'm double-minded, I ain't going to get the blessing. What's double-minded, Pastor? One minute I'm saying he going to do it. The next minute I'm saying he not going to do it. As long as I remain there, it's not going to happen. See, if I'm saying God going to do it, even if I lose my job, I ain't going to lose nothing. If he hadn't ordained for me to lose, you can lose your job and get more stuff. You can lose your job and get better. How can that happen, pal? Because God never told you that he needed a job in order to bless you. That's the problem with some of you. Because you ain't got a job, you looking sad and down and out. God bless Abraham. He didn't even have a job. God was blessing Paul when he was locked up in the Philippian jail. You know the man couldn't work. He was in jail with the blessings of God on him, letting everybody know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Paul, you locked up. What you talking about? But it also means to prove to be disappointing. See, when God speaks a word to you, his word is not going to disappoint you. You know the problem with a lot of us? We done had so many people tell us stuff and leave us hanging to where when a preacher like me get up here preaching something good, because that's the gospel, the good message, the good news, you look at me as if I don't know what you're going through. And you wonder whether or not you can really believe me because so many folk done let you down. How many of you ever had somebody that let you down? I mean, big time. You were counting on them. And when it came time for them to come through, you know, I had folk tell me, if you need some money, just come. And you go to them and say, look, remember that time you told me if I ever needed something, I could come to you. You know, I'm going to need a whole 100. You know, just 100 if you can. Man, I was thinking about coming to you. When I seen you pull up, I was thinking about asking you for 50. You never went to nobody and you said, man, this I can't say what I was going to say. You just say, we in the same condition. Now, I wish I never let them know I didn't have $100. But see, God's word will never prove to be disappointing, no matter what the circumstances are. Now, many of you know the scripture, but you don't believe it. You don't live it. You can quote Numbers 23 and 19. You just can't walk it out. Because when God says something, this is what his church has to understand. He can manifest that thing immediately. See, God can speak something right now, and within 5 minutes, it can manifest. And tell your neighbor, if you like me, tell them, I like it when it happens like that. I ain't finna tell no lie. Tell them, I like it when God say something and then turn right around and do that thing. How many know that make you put a little pep in your step? Well, you got to dance. Man, I just prayed about that last night. I got up this morning and such and such happened. Seemed like God just moved immediately. And when you first get saved, that happens quite often. You ask him for something, he right there. You say, Lord, I need you. Here I am. But as you mature in God, God wants you to start taking him at his word, despite what you hear, how you feel, and what folks say. God say, you old now. As far as this word, even if I let it get worse, you and I have a relationship that you know I'm still going to come through for you. Because I let it get worse last time, and I gave you the biggest blessing you ever had in your life. I'm preaching to somebody. See, that's what he did to Gideon in Judges, the sixth chapter. He told Gideon what he was going to do. But then, if you know God with you, and you like Gideon them, you about to face a mighty army, it would seem just right for that army to start shrinking or start running away being scared because you've been praying and fasting. But the opposite happened with Gideon. Instead of the enemy's army shrinking, God started shrinking Gideon's army. He started out with 32,000 strong. Oh, y'all gonna let me preach this thing. I said, when God made the promise, Gideon had 32,000 strong, 32,000 fighters, 32,000 folk that didn't mind throwing blows, that didn't mind throwing elbows, didn't mind kneeing a little bit, didn't mind elbowing a little bit. He had 32,000 that were ready to fight, 32,000 that were ready to get this thing on now. But then God showed up and said, Gideon, they ain't what you think, boy. You need to go out there and ask them, whoever scared, whoever fearful, tell them to go home. Gideon probably thought 700 to leave. But the Bible said, when he said that, 22,000 got up and went home because they were scared. Tell your neighbor, this next blessing, you can't get it if you scared. Tell somebody, this next blessing, you can't get it if you scared. You can't possess it if you scared. You can't get it if you scatter the pavement. You can't drive it if you scatter the pavement. You can't get the keys if you scatter the pavement. You gotta stop being scared. Oh, high five, 2-4, tell them, stop being scared. God want to do something for you. Stop being scared. Stop being fearful. Go up in there and get what God got for you. Go up there and let them know I'm here on an assignment. Drop Gideon down from 32,000. Well, 22 from 32. Subtract 22. Now Gideon got 10. Well, Gideon probably pumped up now. Well, hey, ain't no thing. He's still with her. I do it with 10,000. At least I'm still up in the 1,000. And then all of a sudden, God said, take him down by the water, Gideon. I still ain't done. Because when you take him down to the water, I'm going to do a test. And I'm going to separate them. And when they come up out of the water, God said, now by the 300 men, oh, I'm going to deliver Israel. Take that 300. Let 9,000. 700 going back to the house with the other 22. And this 300, y'all go get what I got for you. Tell your neighbor, if the odds are against you, go get it anyhow. If your credit jacked up, go get it anyhow. Go apply for it anyhow. Go walk around it anyhow. Go anoint it anyhow. Aye, aye. But if you're scared, stay home. Be seated. Gideon took 300 and went out there and defeated the Midianites. How did he do it? He understood that God is not a man that he should lie. He said we were going to win. It's so done. So Paul told Titus, he said God cannot lie. The Hebrew writer picked it up and said, it is impossible for God to lie. Oh, Matthew 24:35 say, heaven and earth shall pass, but not his word. Tell your neighbor, whatever God said, it shall come to pass. If he told you, you were healed, despite what the educated doctor is saying, you got to stand on the fact that I'm healed. I feel a little pain, but I'm healed. I'm not where I thought I would be, but I'm better than how I used to be. See, that's how you got to receive God's word. It may not happen overnight, but because you believe, you're looking for small stuff to happen. Oh, I've been picking up pennies off the ground. I'm not going to leave this penny. Not in a year better. I got to pick this up and know that more coming. You got to take him at his word. But see, most of the time when God speaks, he's speaking to you indirectly. He's using an anointed vessel to deliver to you his divine word. And you have to believe that vessel, that he's saying what thus saith God. And God cannot lie. And Pastor is a true prophet. He's an authentic prophet. And God, according to Amos, will reveal his secrets unto his servant, the prophet. That's the reason you came to church this morning. You didn't just come just to be talking. You didn't just come to see what everybody got on. You didn't just come because your cousin came. Well, I hope that ain't the reason you came. I hope you showed up this morning, got up and got dressed and said, I'm going to the house. And when I get to the house, Pastor Cochran got some secrets he gonna reveal. That man been praying. He been up last night and he got a word that's just for me. You better tell your neighbor, watch out this morning. I came to get some secrets. Don't pass no notes by me. I came to get secret. Put up that phone and stop looking at pictures. I came to get a secret. I came to get something that Oprah can't give me. I came to get something. Look at Habakkuk. Look at the book of Habakkuk real quick. I'm working with this thing. Look at the book of Habakkuk real quick. Notice the second chapter. Notice the second chapter of the book of Habakkuk 2. Oh, Lordy. Go to that table of contents real quick. Look at it. Some of you say, I ain't never heard of Habakkuk. Yeah, break down. Habakkuk 2, 3. This is important. Listen carefully. Habakkuk 2 and 3. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Now Habakkuk is a prophet. Notice God is saying, write the vision or write the revelation that I'm giving to you, Habakkuk, and make it plain on tablets. The word plain has to do with when you listen to an anointed preacher, he or she is going to make the word plain. He's going to make it practical. He's going to preach or teach in such a way that is easy for you to understand. How many have ever listened to a preacher and you wanted to know what he was talking about, but because he was using words that you didn't understand, and after what he said, he didn't understand the meaning of the word himself, and he confused you. How many have ever came to church and said, I enjoyed the choir, I liked the praise thing, but what was that pastor up there talking about? What was he saying when he did? Tell your neighbor, he got to make it plain. Tell yourself, the word got to be plain. And see, listen to me. That's the reason you don't want your pastor to be somebody when he get up before you that he trying to impress you or he trying to be deep. See, you don't want no pastor that deep, because if he preaching something that deep, you ain't going to get the revelation. You ain't going to know what I'm talking about. But if I break this thing down, if I make it so plain that a 2-year-old can get it, then you know your big old grown self ought to be able to understand exactly what this man talking about. Tap your neighbor and say, I'm with him so far. I know what he's talking about. He's making that thing plain. He's saying anybody can be blessed if they'll believe God. He's saying the color of your skin don't matter. He's saying that your last name don't matter. Where you come from don't matter. My thing is, will you believe God? Because God is in the business of taking nothing and making it something. But he says, Habakkuk, you got to write that vision. You got to make it plain that he may run who reads it. See, in other words, if I make the word plain, if I make it practical to our day and time, then you can run with it or you can apply it to your life. And how many, again, that's important to you. You want a word preached to you that you can understand it. You can now leave the church and you can apply that word to your life because you understood what I was saying. And so he said, notice again, you got to make it plain on the tablet that he may run who reads it. For the vision or the revelation is yet for an appointed time. I'll tell your neighbor, when God speaks a thing, he has an appointed time to bring it to pass. Tell your neighbor, I got some bad news for you. Tell him God don't move on your timetable. Tell your neighbor, God got his own watch. And tell your neighbor, he moving off that. Can I break this thing down? Even if you cry, you ain't going to make it move no faster. Even if you fall out in the floor and kick your feet and have a temper tantrum, you ain't going to make God move no faster. You ain't the first one cry. You ain't the first one got mad and got upset. Oh, I'm talking to you right now. You ain't going to make God move no faster than the appointed time. He'll give you a word, but he got an appointed time to bring that thing to pass. Yeah, I'm going to do it, Cochran, but you got to go through some stuff, boy. Yeah, I'm going to bring it to pass, but you got to go through some fire. You got to go through some tests. I got to prove you first and see if you're worth this anointing. And that's what happened to a lot of us. God done made you all these promises, but now you seemingly in the wilderness are you going through, and you starting to look at God cross-eyed. You starting to wonder, is he going to do this thing? It's sad that some of you leave this church be on fire after listening to me. Oh, man, that man preached today. This is my year. And this is what's sad. For some of you, it just take one wrong thing happening. Not five or six. One wrong thing. And you lose an unfailing word. You get so excited. You say, baby. I remember being in a service one time. I said, honey, I said, Bishop speaking right to me. I said, you know what we had to do Saturday morning? I was in a revival on Friday night. I said, we got to cancel all them plans. I said, God done spoke to me. And I said, we got to go possess something. She said, oh, man, are you serious? I said, yes, sir. I said, I heard God through that word. Bishop said, it's my time. It's my season. He said, somebody need to be pursuing something. And I said, we getting up that next morning, and we going pursuing it. We got in the car. We went to pursue it. We got to the place. We went in the bank. We went through the paperwork. We nodded our head. I said, yes, that's me. I said, yeah, I understand that. I said, but I want this car. Can I get this car? They said, we ain't got no car on this lot that we'll give you. And I said, okay. I said, but I ain't going down it. I got to keep walking by favor. Y'all expect me to say they hand me the keys. No, they showed me the way out. They said, oh, God. Folk looked at us like, how could y'all come up here and waste our paper? How could y'all come up here and let us run this through our machine and waste up our ink? But I was operating on a right now word. You say, Pastor, but why didn't it happen? God was trying my faith. He was testing my heart. And I gave him the praise despite being turned down. Whoa, I'm talking right up in here. Again, some of you, one wrong thing. And you let the word go. Notice what he said for the vision. I'm in verse 3. It's for an appointed time. It's for an appointed time. Y'all get that? The revelation that he gave is for an appointed what? Time. See, God can promise you that he's going to give you your dream job. But before you get it, you're going to work two other jobs. Hold on, ain't you? Well, you don't like the job. You don't like the people. You don't like the smell. You don't like the hours. You don't like the parking lot. You don't like how they make you clock in. You don't like the time they give you on the break.
And you're going to be saying, I'm about to quit. I'm about to walk up out of here. God said, you ain't leaving up out of here. You're going to stay right here. And you stay on one or two jobs that you really hate. And you wonder, Lord, why did I have to go to them two jobs? Why didn't you just let me go to my dream job? God said, because I got a plan. And my plan was to take you to them two jobs first. That when you get to your dream job, you're going to appreciate that job. Oh, yeah, you're going to give him praise. Ain't no more sun. Ain't no more Monday morning blues. Not for you. God did this. They're actually folks here testifying about how something broke loose. And people will only hear that it broke loose. They won't hear that they had to go through something first. See, that appointed time is what mess up ignorant saints. Tell that to your neighbor. Say, that appointed time will mess up an ignorant saint. Y'all going to get upset, but look at somebody and say, that appointed time will mess up a stupid person. He didn't call no name. Because like it or not, if God tell you something and you allow what you see to tell you he ain't going to do what he said, you know you stupid. Can I break that thing down? If God said he going to do it and you turn around out your mouth and say, well, maybe he didn't want to do it, you know you stupid. Yeah, there's another level of stupid. It's called stupid. What is stupid? Stupid is when you're so stupid you can't pronounce stupid. You say stupid. If you get this, it'll make you stop being stupid. Y'all laughing, but you sitting beside some stupid folk. Some clean stupid folk. Some folk that know how to sing, but stupid. I can't believe he called them folk stupid. I'm saying just let, if it fit, just go on and wear it. For the vision, yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will speak. It will not what? But at the end, it will what? Y'all in Habakkuk 2 and 3. But at the end, it will what? It will not what? It will not what? It will not what? Tell your neighbor, the appointed time will come. Listen, when that appointed time come, even despite your haters, God gonna do for you what he said. When the appointed time come and folk don't want to see you have it, he still gonna give it to you. Why? The appointed time done came. It does not matter if you bounce a check today, but Monday morning is the appointed time. You coming out Monday morning because it is the appointed time. And nothing else matters to a God that can't lie. God is not worried about our circumstances when it comes to fulfilling his word. Are y'all still with me? No, he said, though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Sound like a contradiction. He said, though it tarries, wait for it. Because it'll surely come. It will not tarry. You said it's going to tarry and I need to wait. Then you said it wasn't going to tarry. The Hebrew word for tarry is two different words. The first tarry means though it may linger, though it may be delayed. Watch what this thing says now. Yeah, because this right here is important. Though it lingers, wait for it. Tell your neighbor, when the blessing is seemingly lingering, wait on it. Tell your neighbor, endure anyhow. Praise anyhow. Because it will surely come. It will not
remain behind. It is not denied. Though it may be delayed, it is not denied. Delay is not denial. It may be lingering, but it's got to come. It's not going to remain behind. It ain't going to get stuck. So what I got to do, pal? You got to endure until he brings that thing to pass. You got to persevere through everything that God allows you to go through. And tell your neighbor, anytime you receive the benefits of God, you're going through some stuff. Tell them, like it or not, you got to go through too. Tell your neighbor, all of us going through something. Tell your neighbor, I'm maturing this morning. I know that if it's lingering, it hadn't been denied. Shout to that person, it is my season. Woo! Shout, better is here right now. Shout, things are turning around for me. Woo! I dare you to tell somebody, I feel this thing this morning. Tell your neighbor, it's getting better for me right now. You have to know, when it comes to God's word, he reveals through Balaam in Numbers 23. Balak hired Balaam to curse Israel. And he tried three times to curse him. But he told Balak, I told you from the beginning that I cannot curse what God has blessed. But Balak was crazy. He kept upping the money, thinking that if Balaam tried harder, he could do it. But at the end of the third time, Balaam said to him, I cannot curse what God has blessed. Tell your neighbor, that's still in effect. Tell your neighbor, can't no man curse what God has blessed. You can't put no roots on what God has blessed. You can't put no hex on what God has blessed. Black magic don't work on what God has blessed. Boy, I should have got more amens than that. I should have got more amens than that. Folk that know you blessed because God said it. It don't matter what folks speaking. You blessed because God said it. Shout to your neighbor, I'm blessed because he said it. Oh, shout it to somebody else. I'm blessed because he said it. Nothing else has to happen. I'm blessed because he said it. It's going to work out because he said it. He used my pastor to tell me better is here. He used the pastor to decree a 24-hour turnaround. That thing is in effect. I got something this weekend because of the 24-hour turnaround. Don't tell me that God can't do it. I've been walking with him too long. I've been up in this thing too long. God is not a man that he should lie. Man equates a limited being. Psalm 118 and 8 says, trust is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust God, listen, than to trust a man that's got a boatload of money. I say it's better to trust God than to trust a man that's got billions. Why you say that, pal? Because money can't get you out of everything. I know some of you think, if I get $1,000 in my bank account, it over. It over. I done reached the top. You're going to be singing that Jefferson song if you get $1,000. We moving up. Some of you say $10,000 ain't there. Well, if you get 10, you're going to think you done arrived. If you get 50, you're going to think you done arrived. If you get 100, don't ever think you done arrived just because of something material. See, it's better to trust God than to trust an educated man. It's better to trust God than to trust a man that's got 4 degrees who speak 9 languages. Bilingual. Trust God before you trust somebody to speak two languages, three. I'd rather trust God. Come on. It don't matter. Doctor man, lawyer man, banker man, spider man, Batman. Well, I just wish when I be going, I wish it was a spider man. God do more than spider man. Y'all with me? I'm about to close this thing. You have to believe God to the point to where when he does say something, remember Balaam revealed in the word, God not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he not said? Will he not do? Has he not spoken? Will he not make it what? Good. You have to know even when God says something that to your natural mind seems impossible, you have to know scripture that he cannot lie. Notice Matthew the 8th chapter. Notice Matthew the 8th chapter. We almost done. Notice Matthew the 8th chapter. Oh, no. Ain't going to be no preaching day. I'm done now. Matthew the 8th chapter. Yeah, I'm going to talk it in. That all right? I'm going to talk it in. Come remember I said you got to what? You got to understand it. I got to make it what? Plain. See, if I crank this organ up and get to hollering these last two scriptures, somebody going to get up and go, oh! And then after you're going to say, man, them last 2 points Pastor made were good. Man, I don't know what he said, but man, I got happy at the end. And without calling any names, certain churches are notorious for that. Preachers call it at the end, now they finna put the gravy on it. Tell your neighbor, the gravy already been spread throughout the whole message. See, what you need to do now in the close is really get it. Really let it go ahead and marinate in your spirit. Now watch Matthew 8 because there's some powerful stuff. Matthew 8 and 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Lord, my servant is back home, dreadfully tormented. He's going through bad. Jesus said, you know what? I'll come and I'll raise him up. I'll heal him. He just spoke that I'll heal him. I'll come and I'll heal him. This is what I want you to see. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Lord, you are God, Jesus. If you just say it, you ain't even got to come see me or lay hands on me. Just speak it. Because you're not a man that you should lie. Just say heal and I'll leave you alone. When you got this understanding, you can be in the hospital and somebody will say, Pastor ain't coming, but he told me to tell you, you heal, all is well. You're going to rejoice right there in the bed. You ain't going to poke out your lip drop. He called himself a man of God. He can't see nobody. Come on. If he send you a word that says all is well, you need to be able to tell your family member, folk in the room, it's all is well. I just got off the phone with Pastor. He told me it's well. He said, this ain't going to take me out. I met with people and told them everything going to be all right. God is doing something in your life. Go through that process. And within a week or two, they fainting. See, this man knew that Jesus was God. He said, you ain't got to come to my roof. You ain't even got to touch this man. Matter of fact, notice what he's saying. Jesus, you don't even have to see him or even know his name. Your word good to me. Just speak it. Just speak it. The Bible says he spoke it. In that self same hour, that man got healed. But see, he had to leave Jesus knowing it's done. It's done. He can't lie. He can't lie. He told me it was done. It's done. How many of us really take God at his word like that? You came to church this morning going through a whole lot of stuff. Guess what you're saying right now? Hey, it's done. Pastor just spoke the word. He just said what God told me, it's going to come to pass. Hey, I'm done worrying. I'm finna kick worrying to the curb. I ain't worrying no more. Come on. Having them anxiety attack, I'm done with that. I'm not having another anxiety. I'm not popping another Advil because I got a migraine over something that I can't change. I'm done with that. That man spoke a word in my life. I'm going to hold on to that word until it manifests. You ain't got no business stressing out over what you're going through. How can he say that? Because again, he's not a man that he should lie. He told you in the word he wouldn't put no more on you than you can bear. Why don't you believe him? Luke 17 is what we're closing. Why don't you believe him? Why don't you just get up and say, hey, Pastor, said, right? God ain't no man. He's... How many times has God lied to you? For some of you deep folks out there. How many times has he lied to you? Never. But I'm going to tell you how we get to tripping. How many say God ain't ever lied to you? Raise your hand. He ain't never lied. Watch this right here. Now, God ain't ever lied, but you sometime when it come to believing him. But now you got certain folk that you know done lied to you. You believe everything they tell you. See what I'm saying? How you know the banker ain't lying? When he go back there and tell you you've been denied, how do you really know that he ran your credit and that he tried to get you approved? See, think about that before you start crying out there on the parking lot. Seems like everybody else getting better. I ain't going back up there no more. That preacher be saying stuff. Y'all know y'all cry. Don't come to pass. I'm sick of this stuff. But wait a minute. That person could have did like you do on your job. Just want to get off. Don't want to fool with nobody else today. Knowing you the last customer, and if he can get rid of you, he going to take an early break. So he goes in there and act like he do some stuff. And come back and say, I'm sorry to tell you, we're not going to be able to do anything for you today. But according to your credit, if you come back in 6 to 12 months, I think we're going to be able to get you in something. Not what you wanted now, but get you in something. You understand? Yeah. See what I'm saying? You don't know what they did. You don't know what they did. Just like the doctor. When he come out there and tell you you got some terminally ill disease, is he looking at the right x-ray? See, watch this. This is what's sad. We believe all crackheads in the street. I'm finna make you mad now. There are doctors that are crackheads. A crackhead told you had cancer. A drunk told you had cancer. Most judges are drunk. That drunk told you had to do 5 years. We can't do it with 2,000 down. But if you can somehow get 6, we gonna move this thing. You out there scrapping to get 6, borrowing money to make a down payment. Money you ain't got. When you was approved for no down payment. But the person handling your loan know they get 20% of what you put down. God said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They telling you what your credit score is as if you can't look it up yourself. Talking about you serious about blessing and you don't even know your score. Stuff could be on your credit that should have been off. Luke 17, I got 2 minutes to close this thing. Luke 17 and 11, you got to get this. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers. They stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They lepers, they can't go, they can't work, they can't fellowship, they can't go to the temple. They can't worship. They can't do none of that. Why? They lepers. They outcast. But they asked Jesus. They said, Lord, have mercy on them. Verse 14. So when he saw them, he said to them, go. It's done. Go. Show yourself to the priest. Go. It's done. You're healed. Go show yourself to the priest. Let him look over you. Let him pronounce you clean. Let him put you back in the congregation.
This is what I want you to see. They didn't get healed immediately. Somebody say that. Say they didn't get healed immediately. Watch verse 14, because this is where we miss our blessing. And so it was that as they went, they were what? Cleansed. As they went, they were what? As they went, they were what? See, when God give you a word, as you walk by faith, that word manifests. See, it didn't start then. The healing really didn't start manifesting until Jesus saw them take a step, signifying we believe. If anybody would have stayed there and said, I ain't going no priest, we're going to look stupid if we go. They're going to think we crazy if we go up there and have been healed and you telling us to do it. How we going to go ahead and apply for this house? We ain't got no down payment. That man told her don't come back until we had 5% down. But God already done said, if they go, I done created a new program. But you ain't going to know it until you. Tell your neighbor, based on all that, what you waiting on? Tell your neighbor, just shout, go. Look back, somebody say, what you waiting on? Shout, go. Tell your neighbor, what you waiting on? Now shout to him. Tell somebody, what you waiting on? Shout to him. Why ain't you moving yet? What you waiting on? Just
go.
Just
go.
Don't worry about what you got. Just
go.
Don't go in your own power. Just
go.
Don't you try to make it happen. Just
go.
Don't you try to work it out. Just
go.
Don't try to figure it out. Just
go.
Don't take nobody with you. Just
go.
Just
go.
Just
go.
Just
go.
Just
go.
Just
go.
Done. Give him praise. Just go.